This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Emily Ryan Foster. Date of birth, August 28, 1997. Case ID number is 7745221. Date of exam, April 4, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 8/9/2023. Identifying information, this is a 26-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, morbid obesity, decreased vision, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently employed with her mother part-time as the storekeeper. She works 6 hours per day, three times out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in the house with her mother, and she's been on disability for approximately 7 years. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, rheumatoid arthritis, number three, morbid obesity, number four, decreased vision, and number five, anxiety/depression. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that on January the 16th, 2011, she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes mellitus. The claimant was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 27 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy and numbness of her hands and fingers. She also denies any cardiovascular disease. The claimant has a constant monitor that she uses daily that is installed in her body, and her blood glucose level at this time was 169 mg/dL. She states that she's had it as low as 30 and as high as 1,200 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, which is well controlled. The claimant is presently on an insulin pump, which administers insulin regularly to her. And she receives approximately 80 units to 100 units per day. Her condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in August of 2018, she was having symptoms of polyarthritis, which did not respond to the medications that she was taking. X-rays have been taken as well as other tests performed in order to confirm her diagnosis. And her CCP level was greater than 25. She does have nodules, but has a negative rheumatoid factor, but has rheumatoid arthritis nodules all over her body. She was diagnosed eventually with rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant has been taking hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, two tablets, QD, as well as Humira, PIN, 40 milligrams/0.4 milliliters, subcutaneous every other week for her condition. She has also been on prednisone, 5 milligrams QD, to control the pain, which she states has been controlling her generalized achiness. Her Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or any other treatments given. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, climb two flights of steps slowly, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and occasionally lift 25 to 50 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Christensen. She is used to doing very hard labor work, and at this time takes care of the farm animals, but has been used to doing heavier work than that and is no longer able to do the things that she was doing before. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, doing the laundry, and caring for the farm animals. Her condition is stable at this time, but ongoing, and she continues to need the medications. Allegation number 3, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2000, she started having difficulty with her weight. She states the most that she's ever weighed is 272 pounds. The claimant is on prednisone, 5 milligrams QD. Her BMI at this time is 41. However, medical records state that it has been as high as 42.5. No surgeries have been given. She had been placed on a diet at one time and has had difficulty losing weight secondary to her diabetes and the medications being given for her rheumatoid arthritis. They are exploring different options for helping her to lose weight, but at this time they're focusing mostly on her other conditions that she has. Allegation number 4, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2017 she started to have problems with her vision, more likely than not coming from her diabetes. She denies any nearsightedness, glaucoma, hypertension, or any other conditions except for rheumatoid arthritis. She has problems with both eyes and was diagnosed with astigmatism. She does wear glasses. She states her night vision and her peripheral vision are poor. Snellen vision at this time was OD uncorrected is 20 over 70, pinhole is 20 over 40, corrected is 20 over 25, OS uncorrected is 20 over 50, pinhole is 20 over 40, corrected is 20 over 20, binocular uncorrected is 20 over 40, and binocular corrected is 20/20 with glasses. Her condition appears to be stable at this time and has been corrected. Allegation number 5. The claimant states that in 2011, she started to develop depression and anxiety secondary to not feeling very good. She suffers from occasional sadness, angriness, and depression. She has panic attacks, anxiety, and was once diagnosed with Tic's Tourette syndrome, which was not observed in the office. Well, the claimant does have difficulty in sleeping at night, and she has a tendency to binge eat and purge, which has affected her weight. She states that she suffers from mild apathy and has decreased concentration and motivation. She believes that she has attention deficit hyperactive disorder, which has not been treated. That was a self-diagnosis that she has. She does bathe every day and brush her teeth and has a tendency to drink multiple cups of coffee. The claimant was oriented times four. She had normal speech and articulation. She denies any hallucinations or suicidal attempts. She does have a boyfriend at this time and has a very good relationship with him. They're not too sure if they're going to get married, but they are in a good relationship, and she does have support. The claimant has no history of substance abuse except for using marijuana when she was in high school, which was many years ago. She is presently on Lexapro 20 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her symptoms. Family history: her father is 61 and has had a myocardial infarction and also had rheumatoid arthritis. The mother is 58 and suffers from Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Scleroderma and rheumatoid arthritis are also conditions in her family history. Medications: glucagon, 3 milligrams nasal spray, QD. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, 2 tablets, QD. Novolog, 80 units to 100 units per day through a insulin pump. Levothyroxine, 125 micrograms, QD. Magnesium gluconate, 500 milligrams, BID. Six tablets per week. Prednisone, 5 milligrams, POQD. Methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 6 tablets Q week. Humira pin, 40 milligrams / 0.4 milliliters, sub-Q, Q every other week. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams QD. Biotin, QD. Vitamin D3, 5,000 international units, QD. Lexapro, 20 milligrams QD. Ethanol, estradiol, norgestrum, 0.25 milligrams / 35 micrograms, 1 tablet QD. Folic acid, 1 milligram QD. Medical problems: decreased vision, comma, morbid obesity, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 1, comma, morbid obesity, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma, stigmatism, comma, polyarthritis, comma, major surgeries, none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 7 years. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant does have a history of using marijuana. She denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time she used marijuana was in 2018. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Weight, 272 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and a half inches tall. BP, 131 over 83 mmHg. Heart rate, 81 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 41. General. This is a 26-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented with her mother to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has multiple nodules on her feet with deformities of her toes. She states that she's had those since birth, but she is also developing some nodules that were barely palpable on her feet at this time, as well as some mild nodules on her elbows. Could you please drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant does have some tattoos over her body. Could you drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was +4/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, a pose, and pinch at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal. To light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. The claimant appears to have some mild left-sided ulnar nerve problems as far as sensory exam goes of the left hand. No evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the left elbow. Normal examination of the osseous structures. X-rays of the right elbow. Normal examination of the osseous structures. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine. Normal examination of the osseous structures. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She does have some problems with the right hand, secondary to using that hand more than the left, and from rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of polyarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, which has been diagnosed by rheumatologists. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the left hand at +5/5 and +4/4 for the right hand. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields but minor limitations in her visual acuity. which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, necessitating the use of a insulin pump and a chronic monitor. And rheumatoid arthritis / polyarthritis of her body. Probable diagnoses: number one, diabetes mellitus, - confirm with physical examination. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7. She is on, the claimant is on a insulin pump, which gives her approximately 80 to 100 units every day. Which has been difficult to control, secondary to being on prednisone for her rheumatoid arthritis. Her condition, however, is stable at this time. Allegation number two, rheumatoid arthritis, has been confirmed by physical examination. Rheumatoid factor was negative, but her CCP was positive. She is being treated with multiple medications and Humira, and appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, morbid obesity, has not been treated at this time, but is stable. The claimant is having difficulty in losing weight, secondary to hypothyroidism and being on prednisone QD. Allegation number four, decreased vision, has been corrected with glasses and appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number five, anxiety / depression, being treated, appears to be doing fairly well. She does have family support and appear to be very content at this office visit. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Emily Ryan Foster.